as Pope Francis embarks on his three-day visit to the Holy Land tomorrow, he's taking with him two friends from his country of origin, Argentina, and they are a rabbi and the head of the Islamic Council of Argentina. It was his idea. It's the first visit Francis has made to the region as Pope, and the first state visit he largely planned himself. Veteran Catholic Church reporter John Allen will be on the papal plane. He's associate editor at the Boston Globe and senior Vatican analyst for CNN. And since he's in Rome waiting to fly with the Pope, please forgive his somewhat scratchy phone line. John, your thoughts, first of all, on this triumvirate, really. A Pope, a rabbi, a Muslim. How symbolic is that?
Oh, I think it's enormously symbolic. I mean, start with the fact that no pope has ever asked non-Vatican officials to be part of his official delegation for a trip before. And, of course, the fact that he would choose a Muslim and a Jew rather than other Catholics is extraordinarily significant, regardless of where the pope is going. Clearly, what we see is Pope Francis trying to set a tone of interreligious friendship from the very beginning of this brief but incredibly intense three-day trip.
It's important as well because past popes have disappointed Israelis in particular with some of their statements.
Past popes have offended both Jews and Muslims. John Paul II, for example, even though he was a pioneer in relations with Judaism, also had some problems. There was a controversy that arose at Auschwitz when John Paul supported the right of a local convent of nuns to put up a big cross, which many Jews found insensitive on the landscape of Auschwitz. Benedict XVI had problems both with Jews when he rehabilitated a Holocaust-denying traditional bishop, and with Muslims when he quoted a 14th-century Byzantine emperor who linked Muhammad in violence. In that context, I think one of the striking things about this trip, Robin, is that you could argue it's the first baggage-free trip any pope has ever taken to the Middle East. He arrives with great credibility in both communities. He's seen as a friend of Jews because of his deep ties with Jews in Argentina. Muslims appreciate the fact that one of his first acts as pope was to go to wash the feet of 12 people at a Roman youth detention center, including two Muslims. They also applauded his stand last September when he opposed the idea of a Western use of force against Syria. So in both cases, Francis comes in riding fairly high, and obviously the drama of this trip is whether he's going to be able to use some of that political capital to move the ball both on relations with these religious communities and on peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Well, so you say the first pope to arrive without baggage, but there still have been protests, Jewish extremists writing graffiti in certain areas. What's the tension there?
There is a faction of the ultra-Orthodox community in Israel that is deeply alarmed that the government of Israel and the Vatican might be on the brink of a deal to cede control of a complex that's called the cenacle, which is a reference to what Christians believe to be the space in which Jesus celebrated the Last Supper and in which the apostles gathered after the death of Jesus. But also part of that complex is what many Jews believe to be the tomb of King David. And there is great fear in the ultra-Orthodox community that there's a deal that is going to cede control of that complex to the Vatican. Now, both the Israelis and the Vatican have denied that any such deal is in the works. The leaders on both sides, they want this trip to be a success and are going to do everything possible to make sure that that's in fact what happens.
That's veteran Catholic Church reporter John Allen in Rome, about to embark with the Pope on his trip to the Middle East. John is also associate editor at the Boston Globe and senior Vatican analyst for CNN. John, safe travels.
Thanks, Robin.